with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're at the end of July. Summer is about half over. Man, I can't believe how fast it's blown by. But we're taking a break, and we're talking a little bit of barbecue ribs. And for those of you that want to take a little bit more convenient way out than standing at your smoker for 5 or 6 hours, we got a guy on the grilling line, Bob, that has got some tips on ribs.
That's right. We've got Al Bubba Baker, born 1956, 3 Pro Bowls, NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, and our favorite Detroit Lion. How you doing, Bubba?
Hey, guys, how's it going? Thanks for having me on, guys.
There's a whole lot more stats we could read off, but we want to talk about some ribs.
Yeah, that's my favorite subject.
Yeah, so you got a great story as to how you got into ribs. Now, you're spending this week and weekend up in Minnesota doing a food show. How's that going?
Yeah, I'm at the Super Value National Show, and I get to stand on these bad legs from 7:30 to 5 o'clock for the next day. I've done 2 days. But we've had a great show, and I mean, the ribs are a tremendous hit.
Making it?
Think about it.
Cool.
Up here in Minnesota, it's kind of hard to get to your smoker. It's okay to go outside if it's cold, but when you got 5 feet of snow, unless you build an igloo, our ribs are a hit up here in Cub stores. And I mean, they just absolutely have gone crazy over the product in Hy-Vee and Cubs. And this Super Value branded stores, Hornbachers, and I mean, you know, and that's what it's all about. It's about sharing your passion. And I love you guys. That, you know, you guys always talk about things like Baby Backs versus St. Louis. You know, I have to chime in on that. There is no bad rib. It's just a matter of what your preference is. I sell Baby Backs, but man, when I cook a rib, I'm cooking myself a spare rib, and I'm cutting off that brisket so I can make tips and eat them separately because I cook them differently, right? But then that all that's left is just a St. Louis rib without the brisket. That's all a St. Louis
that's
brisket.
That's right.
So I enjoy getting my whole big old Fred Flintstone spare rib, cutting it, pulling the skin off the back, dry rubbing it, slow cooking it. Now, my wife, she's a Baby Back person, so like I said, there's no such thing as a bad rib. There's no bad barbecue unless it's chewy. Then you got a problem.
Right. So tell everyone, if they didn't hear you any other time you were on the show, how you got into doing barbecue.
Well, I was born into barbecue. You know, I grew up in a family in Jacksonville, and the difference was they used, and I'm sure you guys have discussed this, they had pit barbecue with the fire right up underneath,
mm-hmm.
and you had to be skillful at the art of it, knowing when to flip it and how what the ribs look and sound like, because that's another thing I don't think people take into consideration. But ribs have a specific sound, and when they're sizzling and cooking, that typically tells you they're cooking too fast, or your coals or your woods are too high.
And that pit barbecue that Bubba's talking about is largely a Southern thing. It's not yeah. so big up here, and it's a cultural, historical, whatever you want, but that's still a different art, and it produces some good product.
Well, you know, it's so funny. I grew up, the barbecue in the South, it has a chew. They're actually insulted if it falls off the bone. They don't consider that good barbecue.
Right.
They like that little chew in it, and I grew up with that kind of barbecue, so when I moved up north, And all I ever heard, all the people ever talked about was it falls off the bone. But down south, it's a different kind of barbecue. And as we know, barbecue is geographical anyway. You
right.
go to one state, you go to another, and what's considered good barbecue or great barbecue, it's so-so. And that's the part about barbecue that I love.
So what kind of flavor profiles do you like to smoke with? What would you put on a basic set of spare ribs if you're going to throw them on your pit or your smoker?
Well, I when I make my own, I always like to make my dry rubs from scratch. I make, you know, I use the same base, salt, maybe some cane sugar, sometimes chili. I always throw a little paprika in there, but I like things now like ginger, and I like allspice, nutmeg, and I like to make a strong dry rub because I like to offset the sweetness of pork. Now, this is my personal taste.
Mm-hmm.
I like to offset the sweet naturalness of pork with something that's a little bit of a bite, and then that, for me, that's chili powder. I don't enjoy cayenne pepper as much as some people do, but the chili powder and the ancho chili powders with the garlic and all those other great flavors in them, it goes really well with my, and boy, I love to go heavy on the black pepper. Again, this is my preference.
Mm-hmm.
That's because I'm going to slow smoke this baby somewhere around 250, and you know, and I do that because I'm doing indirect smoke now. I'm doing, you know, my box is down at one side and my meat is at the other. And I know that that takes me a total of about 5 hours with a 2.5 and down, which is a spare rib with the brisket cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And I leave the brisket on a little longer because of those bones in there. And again, I do this, guy, just because I just like to chew on the gristle. Is
right.
That country or what? Did I tell you what kind of farm boy I am? I like to get those
yep. gristles
so tender that I can literally crack them. And my wife sits next to me and goes, "You're going to break your teeth." I'm like, "Yeah, but it's worth it."
Well, and that's what I was talking about in the first segment, is rib tips. That's real traditional soul food, and it's
exactly
what you're describing. And a lot of people, if they've never experienced it, really need to, because it's another piece of barbecue that is so good.
Well, you know what it does? It teaches you how resourceful people that didn't have money were with it.
Yeah.
And historically, those were pieces that in the South got thrown out. And so the people that had less fortune would say, "Hey, can I have that?"
Right.
And as a result, they put it on and they'd low cook it and they'd simmer it or they'd brine it. And then my family, they always put it in like a water and vinegar brine, you know, for like 4 or 5 hours. And man, I got to tell you, those pieces, I grew up thinking that they were the best parts of the ribs.
Because they are.
I didn't really get anything. They are. And I literally grew up chewing those gristles and swallowing them. I mean, I chewed the bone when I was a kid. Henceforth, that's how I came up with the idea of taking the bones out, because I realized that most people aren't going to chew on a bone like I did or suck the marrow out of it. Now we're getting real country now. You know,
If you just tuned in, this is the Grilling Guys, and we're talking with Al Bubba Baker, former Detroit Lion, and I didn't want to send you into any kind of PTSD situation when you heard that another one bites the dust, by the way.
I went right into it. I started shaking. Seriously, I laid on the ground, and I started hearing gunfire and fans booing and everything else going on with it. I heard Jimmy Allen and James Hunter, David Hill, and I started thinking about losing 7 out of 9 games in a row and having one game at home to go to the playoffs and losing it in the Silver Dome. Yes, I do need to take my meds when I get off of this phone, guys.
So before we talk about your ribs, and we only have 2 minutes left, prediction on the Lions this year?
I'm going to say that the Lions get over their lack of discipline. Matt Patricia is a disciplined guy. I think this puts them, in my opinion, face-to-face with Green Bay and for the division championship, as we know, and winning. So that puts them at 11-5 in my book, and they win the division. Because all they needed was to get past Green Bay. And don't get me wrong, the Bears are going to be much better. Trubisky is a great quarterback. It brought in a little help for him. But I'm predicting that the Lions make that extra jump as a result of disciplined football.
Okay, we got 1 minute left. See you this fall up here, I hope, to do some tailgating.
Yeah. I'm hoping we party together in Meijer stores. Wouldn't that be great? An old Lions flair, a couple of grilling guys in the store, talking barbecue, having fun. Because if you're not having fun making barbecue, then you might as well buy it buy the boneless ribs from Myers from us.
You're missing out, buddy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, Bubba, it's so good to have you back, and I'm looking forward to seeing you this fall. Let's make that happen with Meyer.
All right, man. I'll see you guys in the stores.
All right. Love you, brother.
All right. Love you guys.
All right. See you.
Al Bubba Baker, famous Detroit Lion, wonderful athlete, Hall of Famer, and he has bubbasboneless.com if you want to research these things, but they're in all the big box stores around, and you know what? They are pretty tasty.
They're at Meyer anyway.
Right, when we had them good. But yeah. Anyway, coming up next, we're going to continue down this rib trail. We might go to Korea out in the country, or maybe talk some chicken ribs. Stick with us. We'll be back.